this is Earth and Sky. Light zips through empty space at 300,000 kilometers per second. That's 186,000 miles per second.
But light can only reach that speed in a vacuum where there's no matter, only emptiness. When light travels through matter, such as water, air, or glass, it moves at a slower pace. In water, for example, it travels at 3/4 of its maximum speed.
Stephen Mill of Centennial, Colorado writes, "It would seem that light would need to accelerate when it exits a medium. Does light accelerate, or does it remain at a reduced speed?"
Stephen, imagine you're driving your car at 30 miles per hour and you want to get onto a highway going 60 miles per hour. You'd have to step on the accelerator and wait for a few seconds while your car sped up to the right speed. Light doesn't behave like that. It does resume its speed when it moves from water, air, or glass into a vacuum.
But unlike you or me or your car or any of the matter all around us, light doesn't have mass. If light did have mass, it would take time to accelerate from one speed to another. Since it doesn't, light has the seemingly magical property of changing from one speed to another instantaneously.
Stephen, thanks for your question. For more about how light behaves under different conditions, come to today's show at earthsky.org. Thanks today to the National Science Foundation, we're Bloch and Bird for Earth and Sky.